Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Well, now that the Blue Jays, BT, have the Dodgers on the brink of elimination, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't thinking last night while watching that game, you know what? This makes the Yankees look a little bit stronger here. I don't know Yankee
stronger.
Fans.
Wow.
I think it does make them look stronger. Yeah, when Savage goes out there and does what he did to the Yankees, he does it to the Dodgers, maybe even at a higher level. Seven innings like that on the road in the freaking World Series. I do think it changes a little bit of the perspective on the Yankees for me. And then when you see the way that they handle the Dodgers, instead of saying, well, the Yankees fell short again and they lost a little bit early and bounced before the ALCS, You maybe look at it and say, you know what? I mean, maybe just Toronto was the best team in baseball and the Yankees were good to the level that they had the same record as them in the regular season, but not good enough to beat who turns out to be the best team in baseball.
They're so different than the Yankees. And where they're different, they're just better. And that shows up in October. What, they had 37 foul balls the other night? You know, when the Yankees, it's funny, when you come off the dynasty, right, just to kind of connect some dots here. So win the 2000 Subway Series, obviously. 2001, you're looking at the Diamondbacks, broken base hit. 03, Marlins, young pitching staff. Those losses, to me, were stunning. They were absolutely stunning. And then as you got a little deeper into the mid-2000s, whether it's the Tigers with Torrey, when Alex Rodriguez was dropped to the bottom of the lineup, and then, you know, eventually you move into whether it's the Astros, the wild card game with Keuchel, and obviously the different iteration of the Astros, and of course the Dodgers last year, et cetera, et cetera. Like, it's, to me, I look at the Toronto Blue Jays, and that's how I want the Yankees to be built. I really do. So I don't process it necessarily like the Yankees look better, the Yankees look worse. I just look at it as it's no longer an outlier, Sal. It's no longer like, oh, wow, what the heck happened? Yankees didn't win the World Series. Wow, what a freaky, wacky occurrence. The Yankees didn't get to, and the Yankees won't win the World Series because they're still not built the right way like Toronto is.
Right, but think about it. If they were to beat Toronto, I know it's a big if, but there was a lot of thought going in the series. I certainly thought the Yankees were going to beat the Blue Jays. I know you felt good about the Yankees beating the Blue Jays. I didn't think the Blue Jays were going to be the biggest threat. Turns out that they might be the biggest threat. And who's to say that if the Yankees couldn't figure out their way past Toronto, or if they can't close the gap with Toronto, who, by the way, they had 94 wins. So do the Blue Jays. Big Bay Blue Jays had 94 wins. I know they do it differently. I know that everybody's in awe of the way that they do it. That's fine. But it's not like the Yankees and Blue Jays were so far apart the way that we thought they were from the Dodgers a year ago. And now we're seeing the Blue Jays, who went from worst to first and are on the brink of winning the World Series by beating the big, bad, unbeatable freaking L.A. Dodgers. Shohei Ohtani, oh my God, how are they ever going to beat the Dodgers? They just beat them two in a row in their ballpark. One, they need one, and maybe the best home field advantage in the sport right now.
Yeah, it's popping in that place, man. It's fun to see.
Now, I'm not saying I like the way the Yankees are built at all, because I don't. However, they did win 94 games, and they did lose to the team that seems like they're going to be the best team in baseball, and a team that certainly has handled it at the very least, even if they lose these next two, they took the Dodgers to the brink, which is something the Yankees didn't do. So I actually do think you can make an argument that it makes them look stronger.
But think about how they won the 94 games, which, and not that we're watching Toronto every night during the regular season, but obviously we are now. Obviously we did against the Yankees in the playoffs here. Like the Yankees, and this is the same routine, which is why I'm fairly desensitized, although the night that they get eliminated, whatever that is, it bothers me, and then it kind of quickly fades because my expectations have changed, which is why I'm imploring Hal, you got to do something different this offseason, which is a different discussion. I don't want to throw 9,000 things on the top on the table here, but like I look at the Yankees winning the same amount of games as Toronto, and we all know the answer. Well, how did you do that? You right. bludgeoned average pitching. You hit a ton of home runs.
Right.
Now, I do think that the Yankees defensively were a little bit better this year. They were better on the bases. But you look at than previous teams. You look at the bottom third. You know, you're talking guys who are hitting 210, 212, strikeout rate 23, 25. Ungodly percentages and rates that are just untenable when you're trying to string together rallies in October against really good pitching.
I get
they don't
it.
Have that.
No, I get it, BT. But let's not make it like Toronto's just, putting the ball in play all over the place, finding holes, getting little bloops. Like they're hitting.
No, they're banging it too. I get you. They're banging it as well.
George Springer doesn't hit that big home run in Game 7. We may be looking at a Mariners sweep, getting swept by the Dodgers potentially. Like you don't know. So Vladimir Guerrero's been hitting home runs left and right this postseason. So maybe their stars are performing better than the way the Yankees stars did. The pitching. I mean, your Savage is better than anything the Yankees were doing in the postseason, even with all the money the Yankees have spent. Like
man, he's been amazing.
So I do think it's a little bit deeper than just and I'm with you. Like, I'd rather build a team with balance. I've been saying that for years at the Yankees. Like, it's the same thing. All or nothing. Home runs, strikeouts, too many up and down the order. Where, yeah, everybody could hit 20, 25 home runs, but they also could strike out in a big spot. So I would like more balance. However, I don't believe that the Blue Jays are that much better than the Yankees. And I believe that they played a 7-game series. It might have been different. Now, Toronto's owned them all year long, so I'm not saying that the Yankees would have lost, but I don't think the disparity is as great as I did think it was from the Dodgers last year to where the Yankees were a year
now,
ago.
Now, remember, I was a little worried about Toronto the whole year. Like, I never once said, oh, yeah, the Yankees are going to win the division because they're the Yankees. Like, I never dismissed Toronto. Now, I didn't think that they were quite this good. I didn't know about you, Savage. I mean, there's just certain things you didn't know. Variables like the Yankees did. Like, nobody knew about Schlittler at the start of the season unless you're really a prospect guy or a gal.
I was more with C-Mac, like, calling them frauds. C-Mac would call them frauds.
Yeah.
I didn't call them. I just didn't believe in them.
Nobody did. I'm not waving the flag saying Toronto's, an absolute powerhouse team here. But they just, they looked a little different than previous Toronto teams. Yeah. I knew they were better than the Red Sox and the Rays, obviously, and the Orioles are a mess. So I thought that would be the Yankees. Chief competition. The thing, though, when you look at the Yankees' flaws here, and we all know what they are, and even if they would have advanced, Rodon even pitching in the World Series? He had surgery the next day. So there's other things that I can incorporate here, but the most worrisome thing for the Yankees for me, and I just don't think that this plays well enough to win a championship series and then eventually a World Series. Who's the leadoff hitter? Still don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Still
have
no leadoff hitter.
It's ridiculous.
Still don't.
Well, was DJ LeMahieu going in the knee again?
God,
like,
I know.
No, but that just shows you how ridiculous it is.
Oh, like, that's
again,
what I'm saying.
Going into this year was supposed to be LeMahieu. Like,
I know. Absolute lunacy. And then the other thing, too, is how many times if the Yankees had a day game and you and I get the lineups and we throw them out on the air, which obviously is sponsored, we talk about the lineup, or you and I did, and we did this for the Yanks and Mets at toward the end of the year, constructing lineups. We did this a lot, right? How many times were we like, well, maybe put this guy behind Judge, or no, maybe this guy behind Judge, more contact. Well, this guy's faster. They still don't have definitive, absolute protection for Judge. So until you get a legit leadoff man, I'm hoping it's the offseason, and it's going to happen now, and whomever it is, whether it's a Tucker or if Bellinger's back or whatever, they just got to clean up some things. I'm not saying that they're without talent. Of course, the Yankees have a lot of talent. And to get Gerrit Cole next year, and the Yankees could, with a few tweaks and a few bold moves, they absolutely could get to and win the World Series. But this group, I'm not surprised. And I don't feel better by Toronto looking as good as they do against the Dodgers.
It's never good, especially when you're the Yankees, but really anybody. It pertains to the Mets as well, but we're talking about the Yankees here. It's never good when you could even just say, well, they were better than us. Nobody should be better than the New York Yankees. However, for me, not that I'm taking solace in this, but I thought that they were, like, even going into this year, they could win the American League. They're not going to be able to beat the Dodgers or beat the Phillies. Who knows about the Brewers? And that has changed to me, where I firmly believe it's a lot easier for the Yankees to close the gap from where the Blue Jays are to where they are currently than it would have been had the Dodgers went out there and won another World Series. And by the way, they still could, but just not looking as dominant, even with all the moves that they had made in this past offseason. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire. Remind you that Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Josh is calling from Long Beach, starting us off. What's up, Josh?
Hey, Josh.
What's up? You guys drive me crazy sometimes. I love you to death, by the way. But constructive criticism, the Yankees were so close to the Toronto Blue Jays without Cole. Like, you forget to mention that Cole, like, that'd be like having Patrick Mahomes get hurt, and you're like, well, the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, didn't have it this year. No, they lost their big guy, you know what I mean? They lost two of their starting five pitchers. And the very end of the year, what's the name, went out with a bum elbow. Like you can't get that.
Hurt.
So if I'm Hal, I'm not as stressed as you guys are.
Yeah, but hold on, Josh. Mean? Josh,
but, you're listening to what we just said, Josh?
You bring up the pitching, man. See, my biggest gripe...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
How about the bottom third of the order that strikes out twice a night? You know, each hitter.
Oh, yeah. I'm a Mets fan, so I get it. But I'm just saying.
I don't know if you do. Like, I mean, you said you guys, BT and I are saying two different things. I'm saying that the gap, I think, is easier to close with the Blue Jays. And you're saying you would relax with that. Like, you're actually agreeing with some of what I said. And by the way, I wouldn't say the way that you did about, well, Gerrit Cole, he's not Patrick Mahomes, okay?
Not anymore.
Yeah, good God. And that one pitcher is not as important as Mahomes is. Mahomes is arguably the greatest player the sport has ever seen.
Well, and
he plays the most important position.
Yeah, and they had Gerrit Cole against the Red Sox in the wild card years ago, and he got absolutely rocked. I love Gerrit Cole. Now, next year is going to be very exciting, but, you know, there's fatal flaws. I mean, I think it's very easy to identify what they are. Now, the way you started this, like, do I feel a little bit better because Toronto looks the way they do against... Yeah. Now, specific to Toronto, I don't. Semantics a little bit.
With the Dodgers.
Maybe specific to the broader spectrum. Maybe there's a vulnerability with the Dodgers that I didn't really think was there yet. You know what I mean? So maybe if I want to kind of latch on to that. But, you know, that's kind of, you know, waving the magic wand. The Yankees need to be, they got to be on point this offseason.
Right. You'd rather the Yankees be better than everybody else. And that's obviously the case. I mean, the Dodgers didn't even have a great regular season. And they ended up with 93 wins winning that division. But it was not 93 wins for the Dodgers. I mean, people were saying they're going to win 121 games.
They were banged up. They got healthy at the right. A lot of their pitchers. We know this.
Their bullpen stunk. I mean, all the money that they spent on the bullpen, it's still not very good.
Betts didn't have a great year. Remember that? He was awful for most of it.
Understood. No, Ohtani didn't pitch the whole year. I mean, even now, Ohtani in the postseason hasn't been as great as everybody makes it seem. Like, he's been all-world Babe Ruthian for three games.
You're true.
The other invisible 12 now.
Well, remember, he was like, I think he was 1-for-30 at one point during 02 for something like crazy. He was at like 050.
Yeah, we did a thing yesterday on Baseball Night in New York on SNY. Like, in the other 11 games outside of the three dominant games, he had like one homer and he was hitting .139. And then last night, he's another 0-for-4. So you do the math. Out of 15 games, three great. Oh my God, he's the best thing ever. And then 12. not good. Meaning, like, if he were in New York, we'd be, like, ripping him. If you could pull Aaron Judge off a 60-plus home run, 62 home run season,
yeah,
you see, oh, and you knock him in the postseason and we question that. Ohtani, if he had an awful 12 games in the postseason out of 15,
yeah,
I think he'd be getting ridiculed as well.
He would, but the difference is I've always got a championship. So imagine, yeah, like, I know you know that, but imagine if Aaron had a championship and then he had a Dave Winfield-like 81 right. World Series performance, hit a buck 10, whatever Dave did back in the day. That's number one. And number two, I know the Dodger fans care. I know that they're locked in when it matters and all that stuff, but I can't imagine they're calling up whatever station is the main station out there in LA. And they're talking shop like we do here. I just don't think they know this is like a real nice generalization. Yeah, I don't think they know baseball the way we do. I don't think that they care about baseball the way we do. And I just think they're motivated by other things because there's some nice diversions. Yeah,
entertainment.
Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, exactly right. Joe is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, brother?
So my whole question to this is not so much, but everyone's talking Ohtani, but yet this guy Vlad Jr. is having the best postseason ever, pretty much. He has 8 home runs in 16 games. I think he struck out less times than he has home runs. And on top of it, you still want to hear, and everyone still wants to talk about Ohtani.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but you know why. And people are talking about Vlad, and you could call and talk about him, Joe. Even in your call,
But why don't they talk about Ohtani with the gambling?
Okay, Joe.
Well, nobody cares about that. Come on, Joe.
Here's the guy, BT. Joe's calling to try to highlight Vladdy, and he referenced Ohtani 15 times in his 5 seconds on the
air. There you go. Like, well, you're the problem, Joe.
Yeah, call and talk about Vladdy, and then we would talk about Vladdy. You talked to, we were watching the play during the break.
The pick, the throw to third.
Yeah, his defensive play. We obviously saw what he did against the Yankees. We've watched. Vlad has been a guy on the mission. I wanted Vlad to be
I
thought he was going to be the Mets first baseman. This is a year ago. I'm saying, forget Pete.
Yeah.
Go get Vlad. And then he signs that mega deal. Now, I didn't think he was worth it, but if they win the World Series this year, who cares what the rest of the contract looks like?
I didn't think he was worth it either. You see, he's a very interesting player to analyze. It's right. What he's doing now is all time, but I knew he was really good. Everybody knows that, right? But was he was he all time great? The answer is no.
Inconsistent a little bit.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you look at some of his years, again, stats are what they are, but just follow me for a sec. Just batting average. I know it's an old stat. 272, 262, 311, 274, 264, 323, 292. Some really good seasons. And by the way, the on-base percentage is good, though there's been fluctuations there. The OPS has been a couple of times where it's been spiked amongst league leaders, but his all-time OPS is 860, which is good, but it's not like Judge or Bonds. Exactly. So, and I always thought he was a little out of shape and he wasn't a great athlete. How would he age? What he has done the last month or so has been phenomenal.
And he's been a leader. Like, there's something you could see with the Blue Jays. They're a close-knit group.
They are. I'm envious in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
They're scrappy.
Of course. And they're built the right way, meaning not just that, they could put the bat on the ball. Yes, they do that. But they also have the stars like Vlad, like Springer. They also have the stars in place. And then you get they've gotten the perfect combination. A guy comes up from the minors when you're Savage that's dominating. Like, those are the things that you need. The mojo at home, that home crowd. Now, look, they still could lose these next two games. I would be stunned if they lost both of these games.
Me
at
too.
Home.
They're going to be champions.
You would think so because of that home field advantage. Joey Clams is calling from Brooklyn on the first segment of the show. What's up, Joey Clams?
Joey boy.
Forget about it. Cadillac's better than a Lincoln.
That's
how you guys doing?
You better believe
Sally.
It.
Yeah. Sally, after four games, you called the Knicks coach a clown. 9 years. This guy Boone is a clown. He's a bozo. He wins regular season games against Puss. Look at the the way the Yankees play. It's terrible. You know what Vladdy said? He goes, I'm a better baseball player all around because of Don Mattingly.
That's all. You know, I didn't see that.
You guys stick up for this guy, boom.
Well, Joe, hold on. I got a question for you. Number one, we both like him and know him, but when it's time to say he made a mistake, like when he went to Cortez and getting in the World Series, I crushed him. Let me ask you a question. So you think it's more, and we're not going to derail this and get into this for 4 hours, but I need an answer because based on what you said about boom. So basically what you're telling, if I'm hearing this right, is that you think that the Yankees would be champions if they had a different manager. That's pretty much what you're saying, right?
If they had a better manager, absolutely, and a better coaching staff.
That's what you're saying, right? I think you're nuts.
Right.
I think you're wrong. I respectfully disagree.
No way. He's terrible.
It's the roster, Joe.
Terrible decision in the playoffs.
Joe, it's the roster, Joe.
He can't manage the game. NJ Prospects, bring your daughters down there for softball. Come see.
There you go, Joey Clams. Appreciate it. I'm with you, BT. Now, I'm not going to...
That's it. He's perfect. Yeah. He's not Miller Huggins, man. We know that.
100%. I'm not going to absolve Aaron Boone here.
No.
It's a Yankee organizational thing that Boone is a part of that maybe you have an issue with. You can't tell me that if they hired Don Mattingly... First of all, they didn't want Don Mattingly. So get on the Yankee hierarchy. It's not Boone's fault. It's the Yankee hierarchy that hired this regime, the front office, the way that they do it, the DON, Department of Nerds, what do we call it? Is that what
you.
Yeah, the DON, the DON. Department of Nerds, like that's what they want. They didn't want Donnie Baseball. But that's not Boone's fault.
No. You know, it's nuts too, like when the hitting coach, obviously, we all remember that. When there was a thought that Mattingly, and there was certainly a movement for Donnie to become the manager, I didn't want him to get the job.
Because you know if it went wrong, you'd have to.
I can't do it to my guy. I mean, I would have to, but I don't want to be put in that spot.
Maybe you wouldn't have been put in that spot.
That's true. Maybe it would have won if they would have had a better roster. Back to the original point.
I do know this. Donnie spent all those years with the Yankees. He leaves. They win World Series. Now he finally might get it without being a Yankee.
Yeah, that's a strange world, buddy. I mean, it sucks.
A World Series champion. Think about the Toronto Blue Jays.
It's crazy. And even to make it more painful, the 94 season, I haven't watched the Expos thing yet. I know you have, but
you're going to be disappointed.
I know you told me. I was going to watch it the other night. I got wrapped up with some stuff, but I'm going to this weekend at some point. The Expos were the best team in the NL. The Yankees were cooking in the American League. They may have gone to the World Series that year. Then they lose in horrific fashion in 95. Mm. And then the guy that replaces Don Mattingly goes on to crush a gazillion home runs in the World Series and become a multi-time champion in Tino, who I love, just not Donnie.
That's cruel. And you hope that Mattingly, all these years later, even though it's not the same, not doing it as a player, still, you get that World Series ring, he's earned that with all his time as a great player, as a coach, as a manager, all the time he's put in the game. I don't care if you get it as a player or not, BT. If you win the World Series, you'll always have that ring. You'll always be a part of a World Series winning team.
So I agree.
I hope Mattingly does get
it. So do I. You know that. All right, Sal. BT and Sal on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number. We'll get to the car. Hey, Dexter Lawrence responded. We'll get to that a little later. Big Dex. Carl. In the headlines for the first time since us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.